91X News.
It's 9 degrees and mainly sunny at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tara Henley. Two trailers traveling westbound on the 401 near Napanee collided around 6 a.m. this morning. One trailer was believed to be parked on the side of the highway when the other crashed into it from behind. One of the drivers was taken to Lenox and Addington County General Hospital with minor injuries. The other driver was unharmed and has left the scene. One trailer is blocking lanes westbound on the highway with product covering the road. Traffic will be moving slowly over the next few hours while cleanup takes place. There is no confirmed cause of the accident yet. A Quinte West man was charged with impaired driving last night. At 10:30, OPP spotted a vehicle swerving on Old Highway 2 and pulled it over. Following an investigation, officers determined the man was driving impaired. The 48-year-old man will appear in court on January 7th. Loyalist College and TV Kojiko Belleville will be partnering for next year's U19 World Floorball Championship. Over 400 athletes from 16 countries will be coming to the Friendly City next year to compete for the Women's Floorball Championship title. Tim Durkin is the media director of the World Floorball Championships Committee. At yesterday's announcement, he said the matches will be televised to potentially millions in Ontario.
Well, what's great about the partnership as well is it's not only going to be on Belleville Kojiko, it's going to be province-wide, available to every TV Kojiko outlet and Rogers subscriber in the province. That's 3 million homes for Team Canada.
The event will run from May 4th to 8th of next year. Belleville City Public Work crews are gearing up for another busy season, which would be easier if residents no longer park vehicles on local roads. Pat McNulty, manager of transportation and fleet services, says that it costs more money when residents leave their cars parked on the road. This is because crews will have to go back and plow again later. McNulty was also pleased to report 2015 expenses were tracking below the $1.6 million budget, and the mild weather we're seeing may ensure it stays that way. The budget was exceeded by about $800,000 back in 2014. Two people are facing drug charges after Napanee OPP seized crystal methamphetamine on the weekend. Around 6 p.m. on Sunday, police received a 911 hang-up call from a woman at a residence in Odessa. Police later located the woman in a vehicle with a man driving. Officials searched the vehicle, found individual bags of the drug, and arrested the two suspects. The seized bags of crystal meth had a total weight of 3.5 grams. The 27-year-old man and 21-year-old woman were charged with possession of a controlled substance. Both are scheduled to appear in court in January. A preliminary hearing will be held next month for a Cornwall man charged in connection with a collision on Highway 401 that killed a Mississauga woman. The January 18th and 20th hearing dates for 26-year-old Ravinder Singh were set during a pretrial in Belleville Provincial Court yesterday. Singh was charged with the dangerous driving causing death and dangerous driving causing bodily harm after a woman died in a multi-vehicle accident just east of Belleville on February 27th. The victim, 54-year-old Holly Jean, was a passenger in an SUV that was struck by a transport truck. Another person in the SUV suffered serious injuries. A $20 million grant program is being launched in Ontario to help create a network of electric vehicle charging stations. Transportation Minister Stephen Del Duca says building more charging stations is the best way to overcome what he calls range anxiety that some drivers have about electric cars.
Currently, there are roughly 5,400 electric vehicles registered in Ontario, and drivers can already qualify for up to $9,500 in rebates when buying eligible electric cars and charging stations.
The province is looking for public and private sector partners to create a network of fast-charging electric vehicle stations in cities, along highways, and at workplaces, apartments, and condominiums. After telling the judge stories of his childhood and years as a journalist, Senator Mike Duffy will be back on the stand today at his fraud trial in Ottawa. Duffy told court yesterday that nothing in his life has been simple or straightforward, and that former Prime Minister Stephen Harper appointed him and other previously nonpartisan people to the Senate to help the Conservative Party's image. He says he told Harper that having him represent PEI in the Senate would not be popular, but Harper insisted. Ontario has now passed a law making it illegal for employers to take a share of servers' tips. The idea was originally brought forward years ago by Michael Prue, an NDP MPP who lost in the 2014 election to Liberal Arthur Potts, who introduced the bill this time. Prue says Potts watered down the law by not banning employers from taking credit card fees off the tip when a customer pays by credit card. Potts says this doesn't amount to much.
When you think about, 2.5% charge on a credit card fee to a, a $10 tip, it's what, 25 cents. It's not a lot of money to the employee.
Potts says rules around the credit card fees will be defined through regulations. And finally, an Israeli official says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a visit to Israel at the end of this month. The official said Wednesday that the meeting was scheduled 2 weeks ago before Trump caused an international uproar with his comments about Muslims. The official spoke anonymously because he was not authorized to brief reports. The meeting is set for December 28th. That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
Alrighty, here you go, and don't forget to fill out a ballot for the Christmas sweepstakes.
A ballot for what?
The Christmas sweepstakes. A bunch of businesses from downtown Belleville have teamed up for weekly holiday giveaways, and you can win all kinds of different products and services from the different participating businesses.
Do we only get ballots here?
Not at all. You can fill them out at any of the participating businesses. Fill out as many as you can while you're doing your holiday shopping.
The Christmas sweepstakes, running until December 15th. Purchase required, brought to you by the businesses of downtown Belleville.
Good afternoon, I'm Tara Henley with QNET Sports. The Trenton Golden Hawks and Aurora Tigers play three straight against each other with the middle game tonight in Trenton. The Golden Hawks won in the opener 2-1 in double overtime on Saturday and will go back to Aurora on Friday. This is the last home game of 2015 for the Golden Hawks. The puck drops at 7:30 at the Community Gardens. The Calgary Flames tripped the San Jose Sharks 4-2 at the Saddle Dome in Calgary. Sharks coach Peter DeBoer blames his team's lack of discipline for the loss.
They deserve the 2 points, but it's disappointing when you beat yourself. I think took 8 minor penalties, handed them another couple goals on odd man rushes. Uncharacteristic stuff for us that we've got to clean up.
In NHL tonight, the Edmonton Oilers will try for their fourth straight victory as they host the San Jose Sharks at Rexall Place. Edmonton has gone 5-3-2 in its last 10 games. The Montreal Canadiens will try to snap a 2-game slide when they host the Boston at the Bell Centre in the latest installment of their Atlantic Division rivalry. And on the West Coast, the Vancouver Canucks entertain the New York Rangers while Pittsburgh visits Colorado Avalanche. The Toronto Raptors are up against a tough opponent tonight as they host the San Antonio Spurs at the Air Canada Centre. The Spurs have won 4 straight and 9 of their last 10 games. They're 18-4 so far this season, with all 4 of their losses coming on the road. Toronto, meanwhile, is 13-9. There are 9 other NBA games tonight. Among them, Andrew Wiggins and the Minnesota Timberwolves aim to halt a 4-game slide as they welcome Kobe Bryant and the LA Lakers. Boston is home to Chicago, Detroit entertains Memphis Grizzlies, New York visits Utah, and Miami takes on the Hornets in Charlotte. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Washington Redskins 19-16 with 9 seconds left Monday night. Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins says his team has a tough road ahead to make the playoffs.
Won't be an easy road, but it's still meaningful games where we're playing for something, and it's all out there in front of us. So now we look towards Chicago with a fierce preparation.
And finally, LeBron James has a contract with Nike that will last long after he hangs up his sneakers. The NBA megastar has signed a lifetime endorsement deal with the athletic apparel giant. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. James says he's pleased to continue his relationship with Nike.
I never thought that this day would ever even come about. Me entering into a lifetime deal with such a great company like Nike.
This new deal extends the partnership James began with Nike before he graduated from high school. That's it for sports. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 7 degrees. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a 40% chance of showers late this evening and overnight, low of plus 5. Tomorrow, we can expect it to be cloudy with a high of 8. At 12:09, it's 9 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tara Henley. News on 91X next at 1:00.